Our text this morning is in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 11. And I entitled the message, Be Strong in the Lord. I would like to start my message with a true story. In 1873, Horatius Popward experienced unimaginable sorrow. First, he lost his wealth in the Great Chicago Fire. Then, while delayed on business, he sent his wife and four daughters ahead on a ship crossing the Atlantic to travel to England to help Dwight L. Moody or D.L. Moody evangelistic campaign. And during the travel, the ship collided with another vessel and sank instantly. More than 200 people died. His wife survived, but all four daughters drowned in the ocean. Days later, Spafford received a telegram from his wife containing only two words, saved alone. As Horatio later sailed across the Atlantic near the place where his daughters died, the captain informed him they were passing the approximate location of the tragedy. In the midst of crushing pain, Horatio wrote the words there. It was written, When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, it is well. It is well with my soul. It became the lyrics of one of the most famous classic Christian hymn, the one that we sang a while ago, entitled, It is Well with My Soul. To say those words, despite of pain and tragedy, to say, it is well with my soul. That is not human strength, right? That is supernatural strength to say, it is well with my soul. And there is strength that the world cannot explain. A strength that stands even in the most painful seasons of life. A strength that endures suffering, strength that keeps worshiping. Meanwhile, the heart is breaking. That supernatural strength. And you know what, brothers and sisters, sometimes God allows our heart to be wounded or broken to teach us that His strength is sufficient enough. God sometimes allows us to feel empty. So we will learn that He is there. He is enough. Sometimes we are exhausted. We are discouraged. We are depressed. Because we are to live the Christian life in our own power, our own strength. We are facing trials with our own energy. Mental or emotional energy alone. We're trying to carry burdens that God never intended us to carry by our own selves. And what happens? Sooner or later, self-strength subsides. That is why Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 is very crucial. Paul is writing from prison during this time. He was chained in Roman soldiers awaiting the possible execution. Yet, instead of speaking despair, he gives the church of Ephesus a command of victory. Take note of this. A command of victory, despite he was in that kind of situation, facing a possible execution. He said in chapter 6, verse 10, he said, Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And this verse introduces the reality of spiritual warfare. The first word there is finally. finally, after talking all the blessings and about families and whatever situation the Christian life is facing, he said, finally, be strong in the Lord. And before Paul discusses the armor of God in verse 11 to 18, he first addresses the source of spiritual power. Did you notice that? That before said, oh, put on the whole armor of God, but said, be strong in the Lord first. This is important. Because no believer can stand against the enemy, Satan, in our own human strength, in our own human ability. And that is the reality in Christian life. We cannot. And I would like to make four biblical exposition on these verses. I've seen four biblical truths here that we need to ponder sincerely. First, in verse 10a, the command to be strong. Be strong. You know the Greek word that Apostle Paul uses here is indynamoste. Indynamoste. It means to be empowered, to be strengthened inwardly. And that's where we get the word dynamo. A dynamo is a machine that generates power, that generates electricity. The verb, this is very important here, and the verb here is in the passive voice. There are two voices in English grammar, the passive and active voice. Just to give, I will give this to make you an idea of this. We know that the passive voice is if the subject is the one receiving it, receiving the action, that's passive voice. The active is if the one, if the subject is the one doing it, that's active. So in this situation, in this verse, when Apostle Paul said, be strong in the Lord, it looks like he was encouraging them to be strong by your own strength. But Paul, he didn't say, strengthen yourselves. But rather, he said, be strengthened. This is in a passive voice, and that changes the entire meaning of Christian life. Here, Apostle Paul is teaching the Ephesian church, the brethren, that strength is not self-generated. It is received from God. Be strengthened. They are the recipient of that energy that comes from Him. Not be strong by your own strength. Christianity is not about human ability. Christianity is divine strength to weak people from Almighty and powerful God. That's the essence of Paul's command of victory. You know, human nature will resist this truth because pride loves self-sufficiency. We admire independence. We celebrate human strength. Even spiritually, we also apply this kind of mentality. People often think that victory comes through stronger discipline, stronger personality, emotion, stronger resolve. That's why a lot of people, even Christians, they like to sing the Frank Sinatra song, I did it my way. I did it my way. In spiritual sense, aspect, if you have that kind of mentality, you will lose the battle. What's the first line of the song? And now, the end is near. That will surely happen if you face the battle with your own strength. The end is near. You will surely lose the battle. You know, scripture destroys confidence in self apart from Him. Do you agree with that? God allowed Peter, if you remember the story of Peter, he denied Christ, allowed Peter to fail so he would stop trusting his own loyalty. Apostle Paul, he experienced, he was suffering from what he called it torn in the flesh. So he would learn dependence upon grace of God. So the Christian life is designed in such a way that God alone receives glory. That's why Apostle Paul said, be strengthened in the Lord. And you know what? This is also in the present. This is not only passive voice, but this is also in the present tense. Meaning, keep on being strengthened. Keep on being strengthened. It's continuous. Spiritual strength that comes from Him is not a one-time event. It is continual dependence upon God, just like eating food consistently to have strength. Same thing. The believer constantly needs divine strength, divine grace. Many Christians are spiritually weak, not because God lacks power, but because they live disconnected from the source of strength. They attempt to fight spiritual battles while neglecting the Word of God, neglecting Scripture, worship, communion with Christ. And eventually what will happen? The soul becomes exhausted. The believer who neglects fellowship with God may still maintain outward religious activities or appearance for a while, but inwardly, the strength begins to dwindle or disappear. So that's the first observation here. The command to victory. The command to be strong. The second one, in the second part of verse 10, the central source. It says here, be strong in the Lord. So where's the source come from? Jesus Christ is the central source through which spiritual power is made available to us. He says, believer, be strong in the Lord. We are strengthened in Him. Not only that, but the essence here is that when you say in the Lord, there's union in Christ. Not only strength that comes from Him, but we need also to have union with Christ. And in Ephesians, if you notice, if you read Ephesians, oftentimes Apostle Paul emphasizes this reality. You will read phrases like, believers are chosen in Christ. You also read, redeemed in Christ. Sealed in Christ. Seated in Christ. Forgiven in Christ. Did you notice that? That means the strength comes from the Lord, and this also speaks with union with Him. You know, Christianity is not merely imitation of Christ, but it is participation in Him internally. Internally. And this is supported in verse 15 of John. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. And then He said, without me, like without union with Him, you can do nothing. He didn't say you can do little things, some things, but what He said, nothing, nothing. Union with Him, strengthened in Him, but at the same time, united in Him. The flesh can produce activity. The flesh can do programs or strategies. It can produce emotional excitement. But the flesh cannot produce holiness. Flesh cannot produce fruits. It cannot produce victory in Him. This is why believers who drip from Christ become spiritually fragile. They may continue church activity outwardly, but inwardly what happened? There is dryness, weakness, irritable, discouraged. Take note, strength flows from communion with Christ. who are the strongest Christian? Are they the one who are the most gifted, the loudest, the most visible? I believe, and in support to this verse, the strongest Christian is the one most dependent upon Him. Do you agree with that? If you depend more on Christ, trusting Him, then you are strong. If you are not connected and strengthened by Him, then you are weak. And you know, sometimes God permits painful trials in our lives because suffering teaches dependence on Him. Sometimes it happens. Paul carried a thorn in the flesh. He said, when I am weak, then I am strong. David learned dependence in caves. He said, my soul is among lions. He was persecuted by King Saul. But he learned dependence in caves before he wore the crown. He was used by God mightily. You know, God often weakens self-confidence so He can strengthen our Christ confidence. The command to be strong, the central source of this strength. The third one, the completeness of strength. The completeness of strength. It says in verse 10b, and in the strength of His might. In the strength of His might. You know, Paul does not merely say, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. But he goes farther and says, and in the strength of His might, in King James Version, in the power of His might. So the Apostle Paul intentionally uses or piles one word upon another to magnify the immeasurable strength of God available to the believer. He uses strong or strength, and he uses the word power, and he uses might. Three powerful words in one verse. God's strength, God's power, and His might. This is exclusive power. That's resurrection power. That's the power who conquers the enemy. Undefeatable power, creation power, sustaining power. The same power that created universe. The same power who resurrected the Lord Jesus Christ. The same power that raised Lazarus from death. Power that parted the Red Sea. And I believe that power also, the same power that saved all of us despite of our sins. Amen? The power and strength of His might, and that is available to each and every one of us to strengthen us. We all know that the world admires people who appear powerful, invincible. But God works through people who know they are weak, they are insufficient. Moses, in the beginning, he was not eloquent in speech. That's why he don't want to go to Egypt to face Pharaoh. Jeremiah, prophet Jeremiah, is a weeping prophet. He's weak emotionally. Gideon was coward. Was hiding. Elijah became depressed. And Paul suffered affliction. And yet God used them greatly because divine power shines through human weakness. Today you may feel emotionally exhausted, spiritually dry, mentally overwhelmed, physically weary, and you feel like you cannot continue, you want to give up. But remember, God's strength does not diminish because your strength diminishes. When your hand can no longer hold onto Him firmly, His hand is there. His righteous right arm is willing to hold on to you. Yeah, life is not easy. We are facing trials and circumstances. Plus, we are facing war against spiritual forces. Randy Alcorn said, Christian life is not a cruise ship. It's a battleship. Christian life is not easy. It's hard. We are always at war. That's why we need the strength that comes from Him. Spiritual victory, take note, spiritual victory requires supernatural power. We need supernatural power because the battle itself is supernatural. You cannot fight this war by your own strength, physical war. Your own strategy, weapons, whatever. This is supernatural war. That's why we need spiritual or supernatural power. Satan cannot be defeated by human determination. Trials cannot be overcome by our own power. And fear cannot be overcome simply by positive thinking. If you ask yourself honestly this morning, what are you truly depending on today? Is that your ability? Is that your intelligence? Your past victories? Your emotion? Take note, all human strength fails, eventually fails. But the power of His might never weakens, never diminishes and loses a battle. The Christian who abides in Christ possesses resources greater than whatever trial we are facing, every fear, temptation, and every attack of the enemy. Therefore, our challenge is to stand strong, not in ourselves, but in the limitless and the mighty power of God. So we have three observations. The command to be strong, the central source of this strength, which is the Lord, and then the completeness of strength, and the last but not the least, the Christian strategy. Now we'll go to verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the schemes of the devil. Apostle Paul gave this command to be strong in the Lord because in verse 11, he introduces the reality of spiritual warfare. Believers, as I've said, we wrestle against spiritual forces of darkness. Warren Wiersbe once said, the Christian life is not a playground. It is a battleground. That means the enemy is always there, ready to attack deceitfully or subtly. What we're going to do is to take heed lest we fall and trust in Him. You know, the enemy, Satan, he opposes truth. The enemy opposes sound doctrine. Our enemy opposes faithful churches and members. He opposes godly families, church people who fervently pray, church who witness, share the gospel to those who are lost, Christian who are willing to live a pure life. The enemy is there, ready to attack. He is willing and ready to attack believers who begin taking Christianity seriously. We are always under attack. Be strong in Him always. Because if you are doing nothing, then the enemy, Satan, won't bother to attack you Why would he attack you if you are doing nothing? But if you're taking Christianity seriously, be ready, because you are the target of the enemy. If our church is doing the thing that God wants us to do, we need to be ready. We need to stand strong and be strengthened by Him. This warfare is often deceptive. Sometimes through discouragement, sometimes through fear, sometimes through temptation, sometimes in division, false doctrine, and suffering. And no believer can withstand those attacks through human strength. We cannot handle this by our own strength. Peter learned this painfully. If you remember what he said, he said to Jesus Christ, "Though all men deny thee, I will not deny you." Remember that? He seems like he has confidence in his loyalty and his strength. But what happened? Within hours, not days, just hours, he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. How many times? 3 times. And he was not asked by the religious leaders, the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, but who asked him once? A servant girl. A teenager, a servant girl. "I will not deny you, no matter what will happen, Lord." Just hours later, he denied. Why? Why he denied Christ? Because self-confidence always collapses. That's a lesson and reminder to all of us. Just to give you a story, in 1865, year after years of brutal civil war in America, a young soldier was found sitting alone beside the body of his fallen brother. And witnesses said the young man kept repeating while crying. He said, "I thought I was strong enough. I thought I could carry him. But he could not." You know, there are believers today trying to carry burdens God never intended them to carry alone. Try to survive suffering. Try to survive discouragement. Facing the battle against the enemy alone. At inside, they are losing strength. That is why Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and 11 calls believers back to the only true source of strength. Be strong in the Lord. Be strengthened by Him. Not your own ability, not your own wisdom or whatever strength you have, but be strengthened by the Lord. And perhaps God has allowed weaknesses in your life so you will stop depending upon yourself. Sometimes God permits us to be emptied, empty, in order for Him to fill us. Sometimes He allows us to be broken so that He will be able to fix us, to strengthen us. Amen? Sometimes He humbled us before He will use us mightily. The Christian who trusts in himself, remember, the Christian who always trusts himself is already weak. But the Christian who knows he is weak and clings to Christ becomes strong. You know what is the greatest danger in Christianity? The greatest danger is not weakness. The greatest danger is believing that you are strong without God. That's the danger. Believing that you are strong without Him. Because one day your personality will fail. Your emotions will fail. Our physical body will not be the same. Your human strength will fail. But remember, Christ never fails. Christ never fails. His strength never fail or fade. And the believer who leans fully upon Him will discover that God's strength is sufficient for every battle, every sorrow, every storm, until the day we stand before Him in glory. David, when he was just a young man, stand as a living example of what it means to be strong in the Lord. He was not the strongest in the army. Not the most. In fact, he was not in an army actually. He was there to bring something to his brothers who are in the army. He's not trained. He was not the most qualified. He was just a shepherd with no advantage. Yet when he faced Goliath, the giant, he did not step forward in self-confidence. He stepped forward in God's confidence. He said, while facing the giant, he said, "The battle is the Lord's." That's God's confidence. The battle is the Lord. That is the turning point of the message. Strength in the Lord is not measured by our human ability, but by our surrendered trust upon Him. One stone in the hand of a young man is strengthened by God, accomplish great things than Israel's entire army in fear. They failed to do. Entire army, trusting in their own strength, they failed. But here's a man, a young man, with a single stone, trusting God's confidence, trusting and surrendered himself to God, believing that the battle is the Lord's. He accomplished great things. So the question is not how strong you are, but where your strength is placed. If your strength is in yourself, you will retreat. You will be defeated. But if your strength is in the Lord, even giants will fall. Even giants. That's why my challenge to you this morning is be strong in the Lord. Not in your ability, but in His supremacy and in His sovereignty. Be strong in the Lord. Be strengthened by the Lord, not by our own strength. Can we say, every one of us here this morning, be strong in the Lord. Let's close in prayer.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you
and give you peace.
And give you peace. Just